The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the weekend nearly upon us. We'll get you home or get you to the party safe. Once you get there, you're on your own. But I got Dominic, we got Evan, and we can screen your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Don't worry, if you can talk even a little bit clearly, we'll let you through. You know, they let us host in this condition. Dominic, I don't know if you saw, but there was a let me just see what it was precisely. Well, let me just read from a story I found at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, is pleading for leniency as he faces a sentence within the range of 10 to 16 months, according to Politico's Kyle Cheney. Cheney reports that the federal judge presiding over the case believed that Mostovsky was remorseful and that his actions on January 6th were out of character. Here's a quote, Dom. Did I mention the defendant in this case, Mostovsky, was dressed as Captain Caveman, effectively, at the U.S. Capitol? So, you know, I mean, a little cosplay going on there, Dom?
I mean, maybe. I'm not clear. I see a picture here, and he has a fur. He's got, like, a fox over his head, you know? He's got, like, a police vest on, which is also kind of strange. He's holding a staff. Lots of
sort of
where
the QAnon shaman meets Law and Order.
QAnon shaman who apparently wants to retract his guilty plea. I'm not clear what's happening there, but he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky, man. I mean, this guy looks like he saw the shaman and was like trying to copy him very poorly.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. Almost as if this were a play.
What?
A performance dressed up as a caveman.
I'm just a caveman.
As if there was some fantasy game. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind.
Well, I'm sure he'll leave some of it behind in cell block 8 for 8 months. He'll be living all sorts of fantasies then.
Mostovsky, who is the son of Stephen Mostovsky, a state court judge in Brooklyn, must be so proud, was ultimately sentenced to 8 months in prison, as Dom pointed out. So there's that. Captain Caveman. Do you think he'll be able to wear the Captain Caveman in prison?
I don't think so. And looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. just saying, man. Breaking news. Rudy Giuliani is bailing out on this January 6th testimony. He will not testify, according to breaking news.
He also looks like a man who's going to lose his mattress on the first day in prison.
He lost his mind a long time ago, so he's been teasing us that he'd show up. Oh, but I want to record it. Apparently, J6 said, and so he's bailing out.
Well, he's got, you know, cameo appearances and podcasts with Steve Bannon. You know, he's got lots of places.
The Masked Singer or whatever his...
I have forgotten the Masked Singer appearance?
I mean, what? So, but he's got time for that, and he's okay with that, but he apparently will not show up to testify. He's under subpoena, right, I believe, from the J6, so... reporting that I saw on the Chiron from CNN was that the J6 will attempt to use some sort of enforcement mechanisms to get him, to compel him to testify. So Giuliani apparently getting some cold feet. Maybe he's got another performance at the same time. Some, you know, scheduling conflicts.
Well, Dominic, as long as we're talking about crime and punishment, I wanted to take note of the fact, you know, simply being in jail won't keep you out of office, at least not keep you from winning a Republican primary. And I found this headline a little troubling and hard to believe, but apparently I got to believe it's true because you found it on the Raw Story. Republican wins GOP nomination from jail. Well, you know, every man deserves due process, right?
Certainly. And even every woman.
Perhaps the, yes. Well, you know,
I mean, we'll see what happens. You know, if Alito's got anything to do with it, you never know.
So, you know, the fact that this person could win the primary from jail, you know, Mandela Nelson, pardon me,
Nelson Mandela. There
Nelson Mandela. Thank you. Not the other Mandela. he won the presidency from jail or something astonishing, or perhaps left jail immediately to be win the presidency. But the charges that this guy's sitting on jail for, murdering his wife.
Oops. Wait, you can't do that? Or you can't do that now and maybe you can in the future? We'll see.
Dominic, apparently you can do that while it might currently be a crime, you know, unless Trump pardons the guy. It doesn't even keep you from winning the primary in the Republican Party. That's not a disqualifier, apparently.
It is concerning, but the actuality, what, it's like some small town in Indiana and he got like 60 votes. So, you know, I mean, maybe word hadn't gotten around that he clubbed his...
Yeah, but he was sitting in jail on murder charges for killing his wife.
Killing his wife, who confronted him after she got out of, what, some chemotherapy, cancer treatments, confronted him regarding his infidelity, and then he, what, hit her with a flower pot and dumped her body.
A gallon-sized concrete flower pot.
Yeah. And then dumped her body in her by the creek or something, and then you know went on to be, nominated, elected. He's on the ballot, got elected for what, like city council or something. I mean, yeah, he hasn't been found guilty.
Maybe she fell off that bridge.
Wow, man. But I mean, as we've discussed, and really once this, and that's my my reflection on the week. Once this Alyota, one of my old favorite bars, Alito's. Once Justice Alito's opinion was leaked, all facade from the Republicans came off like a smelly, dirty, sweaty mask. There's no exception for rape. There's no exception for incest. No, they're going to go for everything. There's no right to privacy. That is anything they've ever claimed to be somewhat moderate now. Man, they got the juice in the veins, and they are going for it. Just briefly here, we'll get to the phones at 844-967-2789 in just a minute. Jay Bookman from the Georgia Recorder, Supreme Court justices lied to the Senate, and they lied to us. It's quite a long piece. We posted it up on the Facebook page of the Devil's Advocates Radio. You can go see it there. The few paragraphs I'd like to share with the audience to kind of reinforce this, what we've lived through, what we've seen this week, and what has really, really come to light as to the policies and philosophies of these Republicans. As the author writes, Alito dismisses the idea that Americans have a constitutional right to privacy, and with it the idea that some decisions are too intimate and personal to be decided by the heavy hand of government. Kind of ironic, don't you think? As Alito notes, the words privacy and abortion are mentioned nowhere, I tell you, in the Constitution, therefore leading him to conclude that we have no right to such things. And as a side note, the word corporation mentioned anywhere in the Constitution?
Corporations are people, my friend.
No, well, I'm not sure that that's mentioned in the Constitution, but let me continue. Alito also waves away the Ninth Amendment, which the founders included in anticipation of just such an argument. Quote, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people, it states. Alito writes that the amendment does not apply because the right to abortion, quote, is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition. And I would just note, probably since there's been births, there's been abortions, Alito. But, you know, let me digress. I'm a man. I don't know these things. The author goes on to write, but if there is no right to privacy in the Constitution, if it is not among those rights retained by the people, even if it is not explicitly mentioned, then the door is reopened to challenge other rights granted as part of the right to privacy, the right to obtain contraceptives, the right of gay Americans to live as straight Americans live, the right to marry. Because after all, gay and contraceptive also do not appear in the Constitution. Instead, Alito writes, it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. If the draft opinion holds, as it probably will, writes the author, the state legislators, that you elect, the members of Congress and the attorneys general, the governors and governors you elect, will now decide whether and how the rights that we have enjoyed for a half a century will continue to exist. The Constitution, as construed by this court, will no longer protect us. Our only remaining protection is through the ballot box. And if we don't make our voices heard loudly and clearly there, then we can expect even worse rulings in the years ahead. Vote wisely or accept the consequences. A good piece, Jay Bookman at the Georgia Recorder.
844-967-2789. Totter Billy, north side of Madison. Welcome. Billy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right. So I just wanted you guys to not forget that Eugene B. Debs ran for president from a jail cell. He was in jail for sedition for speaking out against World War One, and ran for president on the Socialist Party ticket from a jail cell, and garnered quite a lot of votes.
But not enough to win.
No, not enough to win.
Well, you edified me. I had forgotten about that fact, but thank you for throwing that out there. Any other political thoughts or any, big events happening this weekend in your life? Let's not forget it's Mother's Day weekend. You doing anything for mom or remembering mom, whatever the case may be?
Oh, absolutely. For my wife and my mother, we'll be doing some things. So we'll have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend, I hope.
My wife is taking her mother out. So both my wife and mother-in-law are out of commission. So that is a happy Mother's Day indeed.
Probably for both you and them, Crudy. Everybody wins.
That's a win-win-win, don't you think, Totter Billy?
It sounds like one. It sounds like one. More successful than Eugene V. Debs. Although, man, he was fighting a good fight.
That's all we try to do around here, Totter Billy. We get our asses kicked often, but we fight the good fight.
You got to take a couple of pokes. Everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the nose. But how ironic that it is Mother's Day on Sunday. Don't forget, everybody. And this is when this ruling gets leaked. I mean, Mother's Day. You think there's going to be any further conversations around the Mother's Day dinner table? I guarantee you, when I sit down for lunch with my mother-in-law and the family, there will be conversations. My wife and daughter went to a protest here in Milwaukee. I mean, my daughter's carrying a sign that says, "No more wire hangers." I just keep thinking the movie, "No more wire hangers ever." But, I mean, I try to make light, but oh, my God. I mean, my 17-year-old daughter has to go march in the frickin' streets because Republicans want to use the power and the force of the state to force pregnancies, to force birthing upon women. But they're the small government people. Just ask them.
Here's one thing I appreciated. My youngest son and I had one of the better conversations I recall ever having with this kid, since he's a little shaver, last night. And the impetus for the conversation was a classroom discussion they had yesterday on Roe v. Wade. A little bit of polling here, Dom, and we'll take some more calls before the end of this big show. 844-967-2789. New CNN polling. 66% of Americans say Roe v. Wade should not be completely struck down, and 59% would support Congress passing legislation, including 81% of Dems, 65% of Independents, 30% of Republicans. But is it going to move the needle? Well, right now, Democrats are less enthusiastic about voting in the midterms, 43%, than Republicans, 56%. So that ain't so great. But the young kids are the ones most likely to take note of it. Younger adults are particularly apt to say they feel angry if Roe were overturned, 47%. 46%, damn it. Anyways, pulling out math on the radio. It seems like Friday afternoon. We shouldn't be doing that. I was just trying to support your thoughts. Will there be electoral consequences? I hope so. Come back. Your calls could be next. I see a friend. Rocker, they got a big party going on this weekend. Poplastica, the 7th anniversary. We'll tell you all about it. More Devils.